Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Chris from store 6218.
Okay.
And I have PO number 184-82276.
Okay. Give me just a moment to get that pulled up.
Thank you.
No problem. And excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that is 6218-82276. All right. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Absolutely. That is Greg. Hold on a second. Let me get back to this. X this out. Greg Sampson. Gregory Sampson.
Mm-hmm.
You need the address?
Hold on a second. I can. Can you just confirm that it's 165 Walnut in Winsted, Connecticut?
Yes, Winsted, Connecticut, 06098.
Okay, so I'm looking at the notes here. All right, HD rep called in and advised the customer stating they were given the quote of around $300 and a complimentary switch out the customer two-prong for a three-prong by the text and email to confirm that information. Per service provider, Mike does not quote prices ever. Literally, that we don't do that. We fill out that external measure form. It goes through home office to add retail upcharge, and then you guys get the internal measure. We don't discuss costs with customers.
But this is what actually, I even got two phone calls in, and in both phone calls, the people that had nothing to do with it stated that the customer said that he promised. He said $250, I don't know, $300, I don't know why it's so much or whatnot. But
that
when we got it, we got it, of course, you know, that might have been the XPO price.
Right.
Because it's, your price is $395.
Right. Well, the
but
XPO
our
price.
Retail is $526.67. So we're paying $400.
Let me see what I have here.
Yeah, so that customer, so he went and he talked about what he's probably getting, because there's a little markup, of course,
mm-hmm.
what he's getting. So that's not good. So now the customer is saying, oh, can you do something for me now? Because the guy told me it's $300. I told the lady over there in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anything that we can do. Is there anything we can do for that price?
Best I can do is give him a $50 gift card approved, like a Visa gift card. I can definitely get the situation over to people that have a lot more decision-making power than I do. You're reaching after hours in the tech line, so when you call the 866-285-9200 during business hours, typically you're going to actually get corporate in Marietta. Bear with me just a second here. But that way, it'll be good to have a line going from both ends. That way, we have a way to check in on it on this end as well. Give me just a second, please. All right, let's get Gregory Sampson. Oof. I mean, our techs are known not to discuss cost. I mean, he may have been, I don't know who the measure tech was, so was it Mike himself?
Mike, the guy named Mike.
No, it's Mike's delivery service, but it's actually a guy named Mark that came out to do the measure. So
yeah,
he
but
might
he,
be
that's
in some
the guy,
trouble.
That's the,
Let me just a moment. Because Mike is the owner of the service provider company. Mark is one of his technicians. And,
yeah, guess what he said. Okay. He said it was a delivery company.
Well, XPO is about 90% delivery, but we have these complex installs for Best Buy and Home Depot as well.
Oh, that's cool. Nice little
sidekick. Since XPO Logistics. We actually were under a different company called Optima, and we only did installs for Best Buy, and then XPO purchased us, and then we added Home Depot in there. All right. And
cool.
Woohoo.
I remember in the middle of COVID, it was so bad.
Oh, yes.
In the middle of COVID, it was like we had like one truck.
Yeah. And then you had to,
oh Lord.
Every customer that you're delivering to, you had to ask these COVID questions to, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
They actually ended up having to outsource the delivery end of customer service from here to the Philippines to make ends meet. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Okay, so I've got this over to, I'm getting it over to Last Mile Depot, but also putting the area manager on it as well, who is basically that Mike's delivery, like that, he's their boss through XPO. So I will let them know that the text that came out to do, per the customer, the text that came out to do the measure quoted him around $250 to $300, but the cost is $592,
$526. Well, actually, it's not even that. It's $526. Well, that's what we're given. Yeah, that's the, our mark. With everything all together, it's $626.68.
Okay. I mean, I don't.
That's only, yeah, the 500 and yeah, the 526 was the custom labor. Just the custom labor.
Oh, with the install.
Build the
yeah.
platform and the filler.
Has he considered
yeah.
possibly reselecting a different unit to avoid the custom labor? Because you can do a rebid.
No, he just, yeah, he wants this one. Yeah, no, he wants this. He wants that one.
Building a platform is not super simple stuff, especially if it's going to, excuse me, especially if it's going to be supporting the weight of that unit there. So I mean, I can definitely request for a $50 gift card due to the misquote to be sent to the customer. Mm-hmm. But again, here, this is where the text call to add additional services and things like that. So I definitely wouldn't have the power to say, oh yeah, I can get them to take some money off of that. I might be able to see if they're able to provide a larger gift card than that. But
all right. So should I call back Friday? Because I won't be until Friday.
I was gonna have them. Do you do the COS or the appliances email at your store?
I do. I am sales in appliances.
Okay. So if we were to send one to appliances underscore your store number at homedepot.com, would that get to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, I'll add for them to please send any update to that email address, but also if you call in the morning, like say around 9 Eastern or so, you have a much better chance of actually reaching someone in corporate as well.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right, sir. Well, I
thank you so very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for speaking with me here at XPL. I'll get this information forwarded over.
Awesome.
You take
thank
care.
You.
No problem.
You too. Bye.
Bye.